USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of senators is visiting Poland and Germany ahead of President Biden's trip to Europe later this week. The delegation is meeting with NATO military leaders and other top officials about the Western response to the Russian invasion. The group issuing a joint statement saying the senators will return with better insight on how Congress can and will support the Ukrainian people and our NATO allies. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is confident that Ukraine can win against Russian forces.
And the way they win is for us to get these defensive weapon systems to them as rapidly as possible.
That audio courtesy of CBS's Face the Nation. President Biden back at the White House after spending his 113th day in Delaware since becoming president. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Gas prices inch downward across the United States.
Gas prices are on a slight decline across the country, AAA reporting. The current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26. That's down from last week's average of $4.32. However, this time last year, gas was an average of $2.88. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. kicked off this weekend. Washington, D.C.'s most famous cherry trees are along the tidal basin and nearing peak bloom, but you are able to view the cherry blossoms throughout D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. This woman tells NBC4 in Washington, D.C., she's excited to see the cherry blossoms this year.
It's a real blessing. It really, really is. I'm thankful.
There's even a cherry blossom water taxi if you're interested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Negotiations continue toward a potential new Iranian nuclear deal. While some have been critical of the Biden administration's desire to come to terms on a new agreement, while appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Chris Murphy says those critics are not seeing the big picture.
We cannot allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon. That sets off a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. And I don't understand why my Republican colleagues, having watched what Vladimir Putin can get away with nuclear weapons, want to hand nuclear weapons to the Iranians.
The Democrat from Connecticut reminding everyone the Obama administration agreed to the first Iran nuclear deal in 2015, but the Trump administration withdrew from it. Minnesota public defenders reach a deal to avert a strike.
Public defenders in Minnesota have reached a tentative agreement with the State Board of Public Defense. The two sides met with a mediator Friday when the deal was reached. The counselors say they've been pushed to the brink by unmanageable high caseloads that have become routine due to the pandemic, a problem that is being felt across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
One lot of a pancake and waffle mix is being recalled. The FDA saying Great Value buttermilk pancake and waffle mix is being recalled because of a potential for contamination from foreign material. The code of the lot being recalled is KX2063. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.